I know that for the vast majority of call centers around there that are out there, you're not enjoying your time in a call center. What was the real like push for you to want to reach in and take the time to make the changes in your staff's life?
As I was a kid, I was bullied. 7th, 8th grade, I had like 11 kids waiting to beat me up every day. And I moved schools, and it kind of puts a chip on your shoulder. You want to prove to people you're worthy of being loved, right? And so I got that whole motivation and that drive to help others, I think, through that process. But also that drive to be the best, that Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Tom Brady-esque mindset around success and around achievement. So I always felt like if I could just get a couple more hours in, I'd be doing more than somebody else. If I could just watch one more YouTube video that teaches me this, or I just, you know, went to the School of Hard Knocks, and I went to college for music, for God's sakes. I mean, not business. So, and I just happen to be good at marketing, but I've learned a lot of life lessons along the way. I've been humbled, right? And you've got to learn these things. You've got to learn that you need to play on your strengths. If your strengths aren't marketing, but it's execution, well, get out of marketing. Get somebody who's going to help you with marketing. If you're great with marketing, but you suck at execution, get out of execution. Don't do it. I know you might have to do it in the beginning, but you really don't. Find somebody else who can do it so you can live a better quality of life. Meditate. I recently had some saddlebag blood clots, like maybe from the pandemic or the virus or the vaccine or whatever, but I tested every organ in my body and behind that and found some other issues. But I have this little belief in everything that little hinges swing big doors. And a lot of people, I don't think, take the time to see how a little hinge, picture a door, there's three hinges, sometimes only two, but that big door swings. And I've done that when I built my call center. I started with building a center in Mexico because we were targeting U.S. Hispanics, where 70% of the audience speaks a Mexican Spanish. Well, I know that mirroring a customer, having the same accent as them, increases close rate by 3 to 5%. Okay? When you personalize a disarm and a greeting and you can build rapport. I had a buddy of mine who was in the Navy, and he used to be on the phones. And every time he answered the phone, he'd go, "Hey, where are you calling us from?" They'd say, "Okefenokee, Florida." He didn't care. No kidding. I used to live there when I was in the military. I was lived on Main Street near the McDonald's. And he sold every customer he spoke to because he was a local boy, you know? And I don't know. I don't think he lived in any of those places, but he was able to relate to people. That's a little hinge that swings a big door. When I talk to people, I say, "I'm a musician. So if her name is Caroline, are you the girl they wrote that song about? Which one? You know, Sweet Caroline or Denise." Oh, sometimes I used to sing on the phones. "Oh, Denise, shoo-be-doo." I believe in little hinges. And so everything that I do, I try to do in a small way,